And where's Fred and Ethel? I want to get going.
Well, Ethel went down to call her father in Albuquerque to tell him that we're arriving late this afternoon.
Oh. Hi.
Oh,
here they are.
Hi, Rick.
I'll go get the car, eh?
Okay. Well, Ethel, did you talk to your father?
For 20 minutes.
Oh, he was so thrilled. Gee, I haven't talked to Daddy for so long. Hearing his voice made me cry.
Well, hearing the amount of that phone bill is going to make me cry.
Gee, I'm anxious to meet him. What's he like?
Oh!
Well, let me put it this way. With him in Albuquerque, I'm surprised they don't have another Indian uprising.
Now, Fred. Fred and Daddy never did see eye to eye. Daddy didn't want us to get married.
Oh?
Fred, he's all over that by now. He's forgiven us for eloping.
I haven't forgiven him for not stopping us.
Now, listen, smart aleck. You've forgotten that while we're visiting Daddy, the room and the meals will be free.
On to Albuquerque.
Okay, the car's ready.
Great.
Long distance, please.
What are you doing?
I'm calling Mother.
But you called her yesterday.
Well, yesterday was all day ago. I want to find out how the baby is. Operator, would you give me New York City, Murray Hill 59099?
Well, cut it short, honey. This is long distance. It costs a lot of money to call long distance.
Yes, dear, I will.
You call every day like if it was the next corner drugstore or something.
Hello, Mother. Hello, this is Lucy. Lucy! Lucy Ricardo! We have a bad connection.
With your mother, it's always a bad connection.
Mother, this is Lucy, your daughter, Lucy Ricardo. No, dear, no message. I know she's on her way to California. This is me. Mother, it's your daughter, Lucille McGillicuddy. Hello, Mother, how are you?
Now that she knows who you are, hang up.
How's the baby, dear? Oh, I'm fine. Yeah, well, give the baby my love, will you? And Ricky's love? Well, all right, Mickey's love. Yeah, and Aunt Ethel's love and Uncle Fred's love.
Now that everybody loves everybody, hang up.
All right. Mother, I have to go. Mother?
What happened? Were you cut off?
Well, what's going on, honey? This is long distance.
Well, she went to get the baby so I could tell him myself.
Yeah.
Well, I want to hear the baby's voice. Hello? Hello, darling? He said hello!
Good. You say goodbye.
No, look. See if he'll say hello to you.
Hello, son.
He said it! Ethel, Fred, come here, listen to this. He said hello!
Prices, you're going broke.
Oh, never mind that. He said it clear as a bell. Hey, little Ricky, say hello to Uncle Fred and Aunt Ethel now. Say hello.
Hello, Ricky.
Hi, Ricky.
He said it!
I heard him.
You hear him? How do you like that? What a kid. What a conversationalist. Yeah. Only 2 years old. He's talking halfway across country.
Halfway across country. Goodbye, son. Come on, now, let's hit the road, huh?
On to Albuquerque.
Come on, let's go.
I'll take that big truck.
You're a sight for sore eyes.
Oh, Daddy, you remember Fred.
Oh, yeah. Hiya, Curly.
And these are my best friends, the Ricardos.
How do you do, Mr. Potter?
How do you do? You must be Lucy.
Now, there's a shrewd piece of deduction.
And Ricky.
Yes, sir.
Como está?
Como está? Very good.
Yes, sir. Oh, I've heard a lot about you.
Really?
Yes,
well,
sir.
Thank you.
Well, let's all sit down and get the load off our feet.
Okay, sure.
You sit any place you want to, and you sit right by me.
All right, honey.
Oh, I thought we'd never get here from Amarillo.
What happened?
It's such a long day.
Ethel, is this you?
Help! That's my baby when she was the flower of Albuquerque. The most popular girl in town. Oh. Why, they even elected her Miss Albuquerque of 1900.
Daddy. She was pretty popular, huh, Mr. Potter?
Popular? Huh. She was so popular the boys used to buzz around her like bees around honey. She could have had her pick of any fella in town. And when I stopped to think how she... what's the use of going back?
Well, how come with all the bees around her, I was the one to get stung?
Stung. Now, look here, you
Mr. Potter, this is the first time that we've been around this part of the country, you know.
Yes, we've never been down even around Albuquerque before at all.
Really?
Yeah.
You know very well she was popular. Why, she could have married the best of them. There was that Deke, what's his name?
Deke Arledge.
Yeah, and Hank Spear. And Bill Hackett. Oh, say, he's the editor of the paper now.
He is?
Oh, I almost forgot. He's coming over. He'll be here in a few minutes.
Billy Hackett?
Yeah, Billy Hackett. Yes, sir. When I told him that you were coming through town with the Ricardos, nothing would do but that he'd come over and get an interview.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, the whole town's in an uproar over this visit.
Is that so?
I even got so excited I didn't go to the store this morning. I run a little sweet shop and soda fountain. Yeah, our slogan is, you can lick our cones, but you can't beat our sodas. Yeah, it isn't every day when we get a celebrity that comes to our town.
Well, I hope that they're not going to make too much of a fuss about it.
I hope they don't go overboard.
Oh, yes, but they're all going all out.
Really?
Oh, they're going all out. How
sure.
About that?
Sure. Huh? Well. We even wanted to know if you'd put on a show.
Oh. A show?
Sure.
How about it, Ricky? Oh, that would be fun. Let's do it.
All right.
I already told him you would.
Oh.
It's all set up for tomorrow night.
Oh.
Oh, you ought to see the marquee on the little theater. You haven't any idea what it says.
What does it say?
Ethel May Potter, we never forgot her.
Ethel May Potter? That's all it says?
Yeah, why?
Oh, nothing. It's just, you know, when you says... a celebrity, you know, I figured that maybe...
Ethel May is very big here in Albuquerque.
She's big everywhere.
Now, Daddy, you're exaggerating. Why, I haven't done anything to speak of since I was in vaudeville.
Oh, yeah? Well, how come you're on your way to Hollywood to star in a movie?
Star in a movie?
Daddy, you misunderstood. Ricky's going to be in the picture.
Oh, you're going to be in it too?
Well, I wouldn't exactly put it that way.
Now, don't you worry. If Ethel says that you're going to be in her picture, you're going to be in her picture.
That's nice.
Oh, Daddy, you got it all wrong.
Well, that's what you wrote?
No, what I meant was, Ricky is the star. I'm just a...
There's my daughter for you, modesty personified. She hasn't changed a bit. No, sir, she always was a shrinking violet. Now, honey, never mind the false modesty. Go ahead. Tell us about your picture.
Yeah, Ethel, tell us about your picture.
Yeah. If Billy Hackett's coming over, I want to freshen up just a little. Fix my hair up a little and look a little better.
Ethel May, take your old room. We haven't touched it since you left.
It must be a nice dusty mess by now.
say, if you folks will just make yourself at home, I want to run down to the candy store and tell everybody how wonderful Ethel May looks.
Okay.
Ethel May's picture. How do you like that?
Oh, come now. What difference does it make if her father thinks it's her picture?
Well, she didn't even try to deny it.
Well, she didn't want to make her father look bad.
Why not? Everybody knows he's full of baloney.
Oh, come on now. Promise me one thing. When the man from the newspaper gets here to interview you, you make Ethel look good. You tell him that she's going to be in the picture, too.
Well.
There he is. Now, remember, mention Ethel as much as you can.
All right.
And, honey, when he takes your picture, you insist that Ethel be in it, too.
Here? Okay, dear, okay.
Hello.
Hello. I'm Billy Hackett of the Chronicle.
How do you do? I'm Lucy Ricardo.
How do you do?
And this is Ricky Ricardo and Fred Mertz.
How do you do?
How are you?
Well, I've wanted to know you for a long time.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, I've always wanted to shake the hand of the man who married Ethel May.
Oh, well, you got the wrong fellow. That's him over there.
Oh, you're the winner.
Yeah, I'm the winner.
And you're Ricky Ricardo.
That's right.
Well, I've got a lot of questions I want to ask you.
Oh, certainly. Sit down. Anything you want to know.
All right. How long have you known Ethel May?
Now, let me see.
Billy Hackett!
Ethel May!
Oh, I'm so glad to see you.
Oh,
my daddy told me you were coming over.
Oh, it's been so long.
Ethel May, you were never prettier.
Well, I can't argue with that.
I'd like to get a few pictures.
Right.
Will you stand right over there? Right over there where Mr. Ricardo is.
Yes.
Get a nice informal shot of you now. Just relax there and let me have a little. Mr. Ricardo, would you mind moving just a little bit to your right, please?
Sure.
Thank you. Now, I'm sorry, Mr. Ricardo, but you're still in the picture. All right, no smile. Got it.
Oh, good. Say, how about getting a group of us? I've always wanted a good picture of all of us together.
Oh, that's fine. Right here. Everybody gather around Ethel May, huh?
You just stand where Billy tells you to.
Yeah, just put your arms around her. Get all close together, you know.
Them.
Very informal. That's
right
it.
Around me.
Put your arms around Ethel May, please. Thank you
right
very
there.
Much. There we are. Now. Got it.
Oh, that ought to be a good one.
Now for the big story. Sit down, Ethel May. Local girl makes good. Ethel May Potter reaches stardom in Hollywood. Now, I want to know the story, the human story in back of this. How did you get there? How did it happen? Was it a tough road? And was it worth it? Now, those are the things that your friends from Albuquerque are waiting to hear.
Yeah, your friends from New York are waiting to hear it, too.
Yeah.
Well, tell me, Ethel May. And I'll put your story on the front page tomorrow.
Go ahead, Ethel May. Tell him your story. Yeah.
Well, Oh. My Story by Ethel May Potter. You people who remained here in this lovely, quiet, peaceful town of Albuquerque, leading your dreary, uneventful lives. Little do you know the heartache, the heartbreak, the hard work, the frustration that I went through to get where I am today. When I was a small tot, playing around the yard of the Albuquerque Grammar School, little did I know that I was destined to become the star of three continents.
That's wonderful. And it gives me a great idea. I am going to make a series of pictures of you all over town. We'll take them in the schoolyard where you once played, and one in back of the counter of your father's sweet shop.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And then we'll top it all off with a big close-up shot of the little theater marquee.
Oh, that'll just be great.
Well, come on, let's do it.
Right now?
Why, certainly.
Oh, fine. See you later, dears.
Isn't she something?
I think she's blown her top.
What do you suppose got into her?
I don't know, but somewhere along the line, Shrinking Violet got Sanforized.
Why, she's raving mad. We better get out of this joint before she starts foaming at the mouth and bites somebody.
Yeah, we'll leave tomorrow night, right after the show.
You mean we're still gonna do the show?
You're darn right we're gonna do the show. I'm not gonna leave this town with everybody thinking that I'm Ethel May's chauffeur. Now, I tell you what we're gonna do.
What?
I'll do an opening number, and then you do something. Then I'll sing Babaloo, then you do something. Then I'll sing Granada, then you do something.
Start rehearsing. Oh, she went out with a bear to cut the tape on a new road into the Indian reservation.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, honey.
Dad, yeah.
Listen to this.
What?
Glamorous star visits here on way to film capital.
Well, what did you expect after Jester's interview?
I bet she doesn't even mention us.
Oh, yes, she does. Ethel May Potter, who has been called to Hollywood to star in a widescreen color spectacle, is motoring to the coast with friends. That's us.
How do you like that?
Oh, that's nothing. Try this on for size. This evening, Miss Potter will appear at the Little Theater in a solo recital of songs and readings.
Solo?
Boy, she's really flipped.
Yeah, well, there's more. Remember the picture taken of all of us, the one with our arms around Ethel?
Yeah.
Hello?
We weren't cut out.
Yeah, either that or Ethel's grown five more hands. Oh, here comes our shrinking Violet now.
Yeah, the little shrinker.
They made her an Indian chief.
What's your name, Big Chief Hog at all?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? We read the paper, dear.
Wasn't that right up a Lulu?
And what a Lulu!
Yeah. I especially like the picture. Ethel and her trained hands.
Yeah, thanks a lot for mentioning my name.
Now, just a minute. I can't help what Billy Hackett put in the paper. Freedom of the press, you know.
Freedom of the press, yes, but there wasn't a word of truth in it.
I beg your pardon. There might have been a slight exaggeration here and there.
Oh, Ethel.
Ethel, what's come over you? Solo performance.
Are you crazy or something?
Now, I can explain. Everybody wanted me to do something special, something that I became famous for. So, what with one thing and another, there just wasn't room for all of you.
You know, you might have insisted that we be in the show.
Yes, I might have. But I didn't want to.
All right, come on. We're leaving for California right now.
That's now, just me. A minute. I can't leave now.
Oh, that's right. You have a show to do, haven't you? Well, we'll see you on the coast.
Yeah. Well, how do I get out there?
Well, call your studio. Maybe they'll send a special train for a big star.
I think you're all horrid.
No, just a second, folks. I'm sorry if Ethel May is so popular there's no room for you. But, gosh, there must be something we can figure out you can do.
Yeah, maybe we could be ushers in the theater.
Maybe we can put on aprons and sell your candy in the lobby.
Say.
Oh, no. Come on, let's get out of here.
Wait. I think we should stay.
What?
Well, now, after all, this is Ethel's hometown, and we should help her make a good impression.
Now, just a minute.
We'll stay, Ethel, and when you're on that stage tonight, remember you've got us right behind you.
Well, now, that's very nice of you. Thanks, Lucy.
Yeah, thanks. Ethel May, get up and change your clothes. We've got to go over to the sweet shop. I'm naming a Sunday after...
Yeah, well... What's the matter with you? Have you lost your mind?
What did you want to say that for?
Now, fellas, I just got to thinking about our dear Ethel May. Now, you know, it's very hard to carry a whole show all by yourself, even if you're as big a star as she is. She really needs somebody to back her up. And that's where we come in. We'll be right behind her, on the stage.
ladies and gentlemen, my friends. You don't know what a thrill it is for me to be on this stage tonight. This stage where I got my start. And I want you all to know that no matter how famous I become, I will never forget you or Albuquerque. But enough of the sentiment. On with the show. For my first number tonight, I have chosen a number that all of you love to hear me sing. I had many requests for your favorite and mine, Shortening Bread. Put on the skillet, put on the lid, Mammy's gonna make a little short. A man's little baby loves shortening, shortening. A man's little baby loves shortening bread. A man's little baby loves shortening, shortening. A man's little baby loves two little babies lying in bed. Two of them sick and the other more sick. The doctor said, feed those babies on shortening bread. Oh, Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Slip up the lid. I slip up the shortening bread. Stole the gal to make the shortening bread. Oh, Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. They caught me with the skillet. They caught me with the lid. They caught me with the gal making shortening bread. Oh, Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening. Would you like for me to sing another song? Well, I'll be very happy to. Now, I think we should have a change of pace, don't you? So, I'd like to sing an operatic song that I used to do. My Hero from the Chocolate Soldier.
Oh,
wonderful, and that comedy routine is sensational.
Ethel May, that's the funniest show I've ever seen, on or off Broadway. I want to get a picture. Lucy, Fred, Ricky, come on out here. I want to get a picture. Get the stool, will you? Ricky, you stand in the middle. You hear that? Just a little bit over here, honey. That's it. That's fine. Now, let me see. Here, give me the stool. See if that looks all right. Yes, that's fine. Now, come on. You sit down here, right in the middle. That's it. That's the picture I want. Ethel May Potter and Company.
Mr. Potter was played by Irving Bacon, and Bill Hackett was played by Chick Chandler. I Love Lucy is a Desilu production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.